The Lesh Place. The Michael family had lived with Grandma and Grandpa Reed for a few months after their arrival from Indiana. Then they moved here, to the Lesh Place, in March 1912. This was the former Marion post office and store, and they lived here until 1914 when they moved to the Wheeler Place. Before leaving Indiana, the Michaels had sold all their farm equipment, their horses, and most of their household items. They put their money in the bank at Kettle Falls and planned on using it to set up their new farm. Russell remembers, "The rural delivery had just started, so the post office had been discontinued, but we still had the store. Just after we got moved, the bank where the folks had put all their money went broke, taking all of their life savings and leaving us in a new country without team or machinery and a large family. We had paid 1 year's rent and bought a cow from the widow we rented from. Grandpa Reed loaned us the money to buy a team and other necessary things to get us by. But even the check for the team bounced, so we had to pay for them again. About 10 years later, there was a settlement that paid 5 cents on the dollar. The store didn't bring in much income. Most of our customers were the Indians that stopped as they traveled forth and back from Kelly Hill to the South Half. Mostly lunch stuff, crackers, cookies, and canned goods. Dad ordered supplies from Spokane and hauled them in from the train station in Myers Falls. During the 2 years we had the store, my dad also rented other land. He substituted as a mail carrier and was the district road supervisor. Another child was added to the family while they lived at the Lesh Place. Fred Guy Michael was born March 23, 1913. Pause the audio recording here and make your way to the next location, the number 10 schoolhouse.